Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 2nd.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is ethereal, spelled E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L. Ethereal is an adjective. It means of or relating to the regions beyond the earth, or of or resembling heaven. It can also mean lacking material substance and relating to containing or resembling a chemical ether. Here's the word used in a sentence from The World We Make, a novel by N.K. Jemisin. Rilia laughs to see that Manny has brought his battle persona of King Kong to the fore again, this time directing the strategy of all the others. The beast's lower half is elsewhere, ethereal, transcending the realms again so as to minimize damage and loss of life. The upper half, however, has formed very real fists of tough, ancient Manhattan schist. If you're burning to know the history of the word ethereal, you're in the right spirit to fully understand the word's etymology. The ancient Greeks believed that the earth was composed of earth, air, fire, and water, but that the heavens and its denizens were made of a purer, less tangible substance known in English transliteration as either quintessence or ether. Ether was often described as an invisible light or fire. Its name comes from the Greek verb athein, meaning to ignite or to blaze. When ethereal, the adjective kin of ether, debuted in English in the 1500s, it described regions beyond the earth or anything that seemed to originate from them. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.